Isle Royale National Park is now banning ballast water releases for Lake Superior waters within the park. Park Superintendent Phyllis Green says concern about the spread of viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, prompted them to enact emergency restrictions.
Basically, most of the vessels that would be deballasting in the park waters will be submitting a ballast management plan with the Coast Guard. So we will be monitoring those ballast plans the same way that Michigan plans on monitoring them for enforcing the new regulation for saltwater vessels in Michigan.
Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacker supports Green's decision to restrict ballast emissions.
Ballast water is an important issue everywhere in Lake Superior, and I'm thrilled that the superintendent of Isle Royale National Park has taken some leadership. Ballast water banning in national park waters is a really good thing.
Green says ballast management plans that ships submit rely on the integrity of their captains. She says those who refuse to comply with restrictions will pay a $5,000 fine. The ban comes during the fall spawning season of lake trout. Spawning season increases the threat of spreading VHS because of the large numbers of fish. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.